You've already expressed your skepticism on economic sanctions, but if the West, for example, increased its military collaboration with Poland and others, if the West increased its energy exports to challenge Russia's advantages in that area, would Mr. Putin still see this as so much tipping the balance in his favor?
Well, I think actually what Putin has done is to provoke the West to do exactly those things. And what is so amazing is that Putin already had a great deal of influence in Ukraine. Ukraine is, you know, dependent on Russia for its natural gas imports. There is such a large Russian ethnic population in Ukraine that it meant that whatever coalition government were to emerge over the long term in Ukraine, Putin would have influence there. Putin was about ready to sign contracts for aircraft development with Ukrainian enterprises when all of this went bad. And so, in a sense, Putin has brought on himself the fact that now NATO is going to focus on the East-West divide in a way that it hasn't been doing since the end of the Cold War, and has certainly made it certain that Europe is going to increase its capabilities to accept liquid natural gas and other forms of natural gas alternatives.
So when this happens and the glow, shall we say, wears thin in Moscow, and suddenly the Russian economy is paying a price, Russia is even more isolated, military, NATO has essentially found a new lease on life. Does Mr. Putin then start confronting, if you will, second guessers and saying, hey, this may not have been such a good thing for us? Could it, even in the short run, if this helps him, in the medium and long run, could this come back and bite him?
Well, I'm sure what he's going to try to do is blame any economic problems on the West, which he's done already with the economic difficulties that Russia currently finds itself in. But what's really going to make a difference is how the leaders of the Russian businesses that have been internationalized recently react to this. Gazprom is becoming a pawn of the Russian state, and it doesn't want to do that. It wants to be a profit-making entity.